FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that inspires you to support restaurants and to create culinary magic at home. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today, stepping up to the plate is Dr. Serge Raymakers of Abalobi. Welcome to the show, Serge.
Hi there.
I'm sure our listeners have seen the trademark Abalobi fish and tag with its QR code in restaurants and on the tables. Can you tell us exactly what Abalobi is?
Of course. So we're a small organization based in Cape Town. We're a non-profit organization. And what we do is we co-design and implement technology, basic technology in the form of mobile apps that help fishers self-empower in the way they engage with the fisheries authority around their rights, the fisheries management part of things, but also in the way they engage with the market. And so we run and work with these fisher groups on this concept of the Abalobi Marketplace, which is really a tool for chefs, at least that's how we started, but now also home users, to connect directly with what's happening in these fishing communities and to access catch of the day. So a window into the catch from these small-scale fishers that then becomes available for people to purchase.
So then the chef knows exactly where that fish is coming from and who caught it and when. What details do they get that they didn't have before?
Yeah, spot on, Jenny. So this whole system is a traceability system. So when the fishers log their catch, when they log, you know, various aspects, you know, at the landing site, some of that is surfaced to the consumer, to the patron, to the chef, when they purchase on the Abalobi Marketplace or when they get to their box through their kitchen door with that now famous QR code. When they scan that QR code, they see exactly that. Who, what, where, how, and when. And most, more importantly, what is the story of these fisherwomen and these fishermen in kind of their journey towards self-empowerment, their journey towards self-sustainability. You can also text these fishers that have contributed to those fish in that particular box, which is a really popular feature, and you can well imagine really kind of boosts the confidence and the morale of small-scale fishers who live and operate in pretty intense circumstances.
Yeah, I love that because it's really following the mantra, every person matters, and that's how it should be. And also I think in a time when we realize the origin of our food, whatever we may be eating, be it fish or fruit or veg, it's so important to know where it comes from because you are what you eat.
Yeah.
So for the home cook, not going to the restaurant, what does that from hook to cook mean for them?
Good question. So when, you know, restaurants closed in March last year, with the first lockdown, we had to kind of think out of the box, and we had to pivot fast to maintain the livelihoods of the fisherwomen and fishermen we work with to kind of maintain our impact. So we opened up the Abalobi Marketplace to anybody who lives in a particular area and wants to purchase this traceable, ethically sourced fish. And so we went from working with about 250 restaurants to working with about, I think now with something like 5,000 users on the system. And those are all home cooks who can purchase several times a week, fresh fish escorted by these small-scale fishers who can, you know, who have it delivered to their door by one of our drivers with a mask, with, you know, it looks like a bit like a lab person, but, you know, sanitizing the handles of the cooler box, and then the buyer, the home user, can take out the fish, and then we support this person with lots of different tips on how to fillet the fish and how to really maximize on utilizing the whole fish and not just the fillet, and of course, lovely recipes, which we recently launched on our Fish with a Story website, so fishwithastory.org, where you can really go through a whole bunch of recipes. Some, you know, by famous chefs, some by the fisherwomen we work with, and kind of really a collective of people that connect with this Fish with a Story concept.
Wow, what a story. You've really started a movement, and it's one that I think everybody would want to be part of, anybody who wants to shop responsibly. So do they look at your website, at the Abalobi website, to find out more?
Absolutely, but it's really easy. You just go on your phone, whether you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you go on the App Store, the Play Store, and you look for Abalobi Marketplace. It's a free app which you can download. As you've downloaded and installed it on your phone, you click register, and then everything happens from there. You know, you fill in a little form, you get to connect with our frequently asked questions, you know, what the model is all about, and then you're pretty much rearing to go with our next catch of the day.
I think you've caught many people by telling us all about abalone. So thank you for that. Serge, my last question. When you're in the kitchen cooking up hopefully fresh seafood, what music would be playing in the background?
If I had my choice, I'm drawn to 90s, early 2000s rock music. My kids, you know, to the Troll soundtrack, but my wife usually, you know, decides in the end, which is a good thing.
Good.
And it will be bossa nova or Jack Johnson style music.
Wonderful. There's something for everybody there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Serge. That was very inspiring. That was Dr. Serge Raymakers of abalone. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to download, print and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.